Good morning, everyone here at Emmanuel Church. It's always a pleasure to be with you here on Sunday morning in worship. As you know, last time I was here, I completed my series of messages on the Apostle Paul, his life and journeys.
上次牧师到这里来的时候，他就结束了他那个一系列的讲道，就是关于使徒保罗的讲道。
So since last time, I've been trying to figure out what new series I can share with you here at the church.
那从上次之后，牧师就一直想能跟我们再分享什么主题的讲道。
I still haven't figured out. And so today is just a one-time, one-shot message.
牧师还没有想好，所以今天呢，这一篇道呢，就是一个单独的一篇。
I had a nice conversation with Pastor Albert last Friday, and he's allowed me to share this one-time message on the rich young ruler.
那上周Milton牧师跟我们李牧师有过一个很好的谈话，那他今天讲这篇道呢，牧师也蛮喜欢的。
Now this is actually a quite famous incident or story in Jesus' life.
那这一篇道少年财主官是一个很有名的一个故事。
It appears in all three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那这个是在三篇福音书中都有记载，就是在马可福音、路加福音还有马太福音。
In today's scripture reading, we read the version in Matthew, but there's a parallel account in Mark chapter 10 and Luke chapter 18.
那今天我们读的那个经文是从马太福音中选出来的，但是平行的记载呢，还有在马可福音的10章和路加福音的18章中。
It's a famous story, and I tried to figure out why is it called the rich young ruler, because in our Bible, the English subtitle is the rich young man.
那这个是一个很著名的故事。那我为什么叫他少年财主官呢？因为其实你在圣经中你会看到他那一段那一小段的那个故事的那个标题写的是少年一个富有的少年人。
I discovered that in all three accounts, this gentleman is called rich.
那我从这个三篇故事中，我看到这个少年人他真的是很富有。
But it's only in Matthew that he's called young.
但是只有在马太福音中提到他很年轻。
And it's only in Luke that he's called a ruler.
那只有在路加福音中才提到他是个官。
So the English Bible scholars decided to combine all three accounts and call him the rich young ruler.
那所以我就把他们三个加在一起，叫他少年财主官。
I believe this is the first time I've ever preached on this famous story.
那我想这是我第一次在讲这个这么有名的这个故事。
And as I studied this, I learned that this incident is like many of Jesus' stories and parables, all about the kingdom of heaven.
那在我做研究的时候，我就发现这一篇故事跟其他的耶稣的讲的故事和预言一样，都是关于天国的。
If you look at the passage of Jesus and the little children, you see there in verse 14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these."
那如果你看耶稣讲的别的故事，像那个耶稣和小孩子的故事，耶稣就曾经说过，让小孩子来接近我。
And in the passage after ours, in Matthew 20, verse 1, is the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
那这篇故事之后，在马太福音中还有那个葡萄园的故事。
And Jesus begins there, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard."
那在那篇故事中，耶稣开始的是说，那个天国的故事就像一个葡萄园的故事一样。
Indeed, much of the book of Matthew is about the kingdom of heaven.
那马太福音大部分都是关于天国的。
As I've studied this passage, I've concluded my main message for you this morning is the following. The rich young ruler is about three great reversals in the kingdom of heaven.
那我在研究这篇故事的时候，我就发现，这个少年财主官的故事是关于天国中三大翻转之事。
Let us open in prayer.
那我们先做个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning to gather and to worship.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在这美丽的周日早晨，你聚集我们一起，让我们在这里敬拜你。
We pray you'll help us to go back to the days of Jesus and to listen as his disciples did to this famous, interesting, and fascinating encounter with the rich young ruler.
那我求你把我们带回耶稣的那个时代，聆听这篇故事，就像当时他的使徒们在聆听一样的，来让我们看，让我们好好来学习这个少年财主官的故事。
We pray you teach us about the kingdom of heaven as Jesus did to this rich young ruler.
那我们想更了解就是耶稣在这篇故事中所讲的天国的道理。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是以耶稣基督名。
Amen.
Amen.
So in today's message, we'll actually be looking at the entire passage. The scripture reading today just addressed the question of the rich young ruler.
那我们今天会看整篇的就是整个章节是关于这个故事的。我们今天读的只是其中一部分，就是那个少年财主官。
But we will also move further and to look at Jesus' interesting proverb about rich people in verses 23 to 26.
我们会再往下看，看到关于耶稣关于富人的那个谚语。
And then finally, Peter has a question to Jesus in verses 27 to 30.
那么在27节到30节的时候，彼得还有个问题。
Now, before we look at this interesting and challenging passage.I need to make two important qualifications.
在我们进入这个故事之前，我先有两个比较重要的注释给大家。
The first one is that when we look at Jesus' interaction with this rich young fellow, it should not be interpreted to mean that salvation is by obeying the commandments or that salvation is by works.
那我们在看这个耶稣跟这个年轻这个少年财主官互动的过程中，我们应该理解，就是说，我们不应该把救赎想成，只是通过遵守诫命或者通过行为来实现。
You may ask me, Pastor Milton, but Jesus says in verse 17b, if you want to enter life, that is the kingdom of heaven, obey or keep the commandments.
但是你可以，你可能就会问我在十七节。那个 B 那个地方的时候，耶稣是跟他说，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
So it would be easy for us to take this literally and say that, well, Jesus says there, if you want to enter life, you have to keep the commandments. Isn't that salvation by works?
那你看起来就可能更愿意理解成为说，哦，耶稣就是这样跟我们说的，那所以。能得到救赎就是要通过遵守诫命来得到救赎。
We have to remember that Apostle Paul is clear that salvation has always been by grace through faith, not of works.
我们必须要记住，使徒保罗一直就跟我们讲过说，救赎是通过我们是因着信，而且是神的恩给我们的。
So you may say, well, is Apostle Paul contradicting Jesus in this passage?
那你就可能会想，那使徒保罗是不是跟耶稣讲的不一样呢？
No, indeed, no. We have to keep in mind the first qualification.
那不是这样子，所以我们要记住这第一个注释。
We should not take this story as a strict, straightforward teaching of Jesus.
我们并不是这个故事并不是耶稣在严格意义上的一个讲道。
This story is like a teacher and student debating and discussing an issue.
这个故事更像是老师和学生他们在更深入的讨论一个问题。
Many times a teacher will not answer a student's question directly, but ask a different question to help the student realize that they are wrong in their thinking.
很多时候老师在回答学生的问题的时候并不是直接回答，而是提出一个更深的问题，让这个学生自己深入的思考，来看出他自己的观点的对错。
This is what Jesus was doing, like a teacher and student, not answering his question directly, but challenging him in a different way to help him realize that his thinking in the first place is wrong.
这个就像老师和学生探讨一样，耶稣在这里，他挑战性的来问这个少年财主官，让他能够更深入的思考他自己的观点，看出他的观点是错误的。
I remember there's a funny story about Confucius. You know, Confucius was a great master teacher.
你们记不记得我有一个很有趣的故事是关于孔子的，他其实也是一个很伟大的老师。
A student of Confucius one day came up to him and, Master, I have a question.
那有一个学生有一天就跑到孔子那儿就跟他说，老师，我有个问题。
And the student said,Master, what good things must I do to get to heaven?
他就问孔子说，那老师我能做什么就能进天堂呢？
And Confucius replied, why do you ask me about good things to do to get to heaven when you cannot even do good things here on earth?
那他孔子就问他说，你为什么要问我能做什么好事进天堂呢？你连在地上都做不了什么好事的。
I think Confucius was one of those difficult teachers.
孔子其实还是一个蛮难的老师。
So keep in mind this teacher-student dynamic.
所以你就想一下，这个老师跟学生在互动的时候是有一些这种现象的。
The second qualification is this.
那第二个注释是这样子的。
Jesus says in verse 21,If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.
在第二十一节，耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。
Again, you might interpret this to mean that, does this mean every Christian should go sell our possessions and give to the poor?
那你可能就会问，是不是所有基督徒都要去变卖一切所有的分给穷人呢？
This is not teaching that every Christian should go sell their possessions and give to the poor.
不是的，这里的教导并不是说要基督徒变卖所有的分给穷人。
There are many examples of genuine believers in the Bible who happen to be rich.
在我们圣经中有很多真正的信徒，而且他们都还是蛮富的人。
We have people in the Old Testament like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and Solomon who were very, very rich.
在旧约中我们知道有亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、大卫和所罗门，他们都特别特别富有。
In the New Testament, Joseph of Arimathea was also wealthy.
那在新约中，那个亚利马太的约瑟，他也很富有。
Again, we got to remember this dynamic of teacher and student. Jesus was challenging this student's thinking.
那我们还是要记住，在这里是老师跟学生之间的互动。耶稣在这里，他挑战性的让这个学生更深入的思考。
This does not mean that all Christians must go sell our possessions and give to the poor.
那这里的教导不是说要去变卖一切所有的分给穷人。
Jesus was really challenging the heart of this rich young ruler.
耶稣在这里是在挑战这个少年财主官的心。
What we often forget is the last part of this verse, verse 21.
因为我们经常会把最后一句话给忘记了。
Sometimes we often focus on the first part, go, sell, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.
因为我们经常把重点放在前一句，就是说，变卖你所有的分给穷人。
Because indeed, that's a great challenge if this is what all Christians should do.
因为这的确对很多基督徒来说都是一个蛮大的挑战。
But we forget the last four words of this verse. Then come and follow me.
但是我们经常把这一段经文的最后四个字忘记了。最后四个字说的是来跟从我。
The issue was not his wealth and possessions, but whether he's willing to give that up to follow Jesus.
所以这里的问题并不是说他有钱。他富有，而是说他愿意不愿意放弃他的有钱，他的富有，来跟从耶稣。
Let's dig deeper into this story.
那我们来更深的看一下这个故事。
Did the rich young ruler truly obey the commandments? He said so. All these I have kept. In verse 20, he said.
那我们先看这个年轻的财主官，他真的是遵守诫命的吗？他说他是的，因为他自己是这样说的。
When I was a young Christian and I read the story, I took it at face value. I believed what the rich young ruler said, that he was being honest and that he indeed have kept all the commandments. Verse 20.
那我在年轻的时候看这段故事的时候，我的确就是从表面上，我就是觉得这个年轻的财主官，他，你从二十节看，他的确是恪守了他的诫命。
Jesus gives a list, do not murder, do not commit adultery, and he says, all these I have kept.
耶稣给了他一个单子嘛，就像说不可以杀人，不可以奸淫，不可以偷盗，不可以做假见证，然后他就说这些我都守住了。
But when you think about it, there's one important commandment that he did not keep.
但是你仔细想的话，有一个很重要的诫命他却没有守住。
When he was challenged to give up his wealth and riches to follow Jesus, he said no.
当他被挑战问到说你要不要把你的富有放弃然后来跟从耶稣，那他的回答是我不要。
Indeed, he had not followed the first and most important commandment.
所以他并没有遵守第一个而且是最重要的诫命。
Which says, you shall have no other gods before me.
那个说的是你不可以有别的神。
This was the first and most important commandment, and by his choices, it's clear that his other god was wealth and riches.
这是最重要的一条诫命。那从这个故事我们也能显然的看到财富是他的首选。
As one commentator said, this rich young fellow was challenged. Give up your wealth and riches and follow Jesus. When forced to make a choice between money and Jesus, it was money that won out.
那有圣经学者就指出，当这个年轻的财主官他面临一个选择的时候，必须在金钱和耶稣之间做出选择的时候，那么他选择了金钱。
So indeed, this rich young fellow had not kept all of the commandments.
所以说，这个年轻的财主官他并没有遵守所有的诫命。
As we reflect upon this part of the story, we realize that the kingdom of heaven is about a reversal of priorities.
那所以到目前为止，你就能看到这个故事讲关于天国的事。第一件事就是天国乃是关于优先次序的翻转。
This incident in Jesus' life is not about giving up one's wealth so much. It's not about salvation by works, but it's about the kingdom of heaven and our priorities in our lives.
这个故事的重点并不在于说要放弃财富，也不是说要不是要通过行为来得救，而是说，在我们生活中，天国是怎样的优先顺序。
This interaction between Jesus and this rich young fellow revealed that in his priorities, his priorities with what was wealth and riches.
那这个故事告诉我们，这个年轻人在他的优先顺序中，他第一个优先是财富。
So, in order for one to enter or to see the kingdom of heaven, a person must reverse what is important in their lives. Is it our own needs or to serve God?
所以在这个天国的优先次序的中间，我们要真的要做个决定，是我们自己的欲望和愿望在先，还是我们要把天国放在先？
Instead of following our own wants and desires and priorities, now God is our priority, and we show that by our actions and obedience.
我们应该是不要再追从自己的欲望，而是将神放在首位，并且我们要通过自己的行为和顺服来表明这一点。
The whole direction of our lives is different, opposite, and reversed. Instead of going this way, we go this way in obedience to God.
那因为对神的顺从，我们的人生的整个方向就会跟这个世界的方向截然不同，甚至截然相反。
Now, this issue of wealth and money is not new. Jesus addressed this conflict in Matthew chapter 6.
那这个在就是关于金钱和神之间这种矛盾并不是新的。那耶稣在另外一个地方也提到过。
In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he says right there, as early as chapter 6, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
在那个马太福音的六章二十四节中，耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不能恶这个，爱那个。就是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉金钱。
As I thought about today's message, I could have said the kingdom of heaven is about a reversal of one's master.
那所以我在准备今天的讲道的时候，我就是想过，这个天国其实在这里，就是我们真是要有个翻转，谁是我们的主人。
Instead of money and wealth being our master,God is our master, because you cannot serve both.
金钱和财富不应该是我们的主人，神才应该是我们的主人，因为我们不能侍奉两个，同时侍奉两个。
I think one of the best examples to illustrate this reversal about the kingdom of God is in a book written by one of the greatest theologians of the Christian church named St. Augustine.
那在就是说有一个很好的例子我可以给你们看，就是在一个是一个神学家他写的一本书。
Augustine was a great father of the church, writing in the early 5th century, so long ago. He wrote this famous book called The City of God.
那奥古斯丁他是这个教会的神父，那么大概是五世纪左右，他写了一本书叫《上帝之城》。
In this book, he wrote that in the world, in life, there are two cities. You choose one or you choose the other.
那在这本书中他写到说这个世界上有两个城，你要么选这个城，要么选那个城。
He says there's the city of God and there's the city of this world.
那有一个是上帝之城，有一个是世俗之城。
He says there's theHeavenly society and there's the earthly society.
那有一个是天国的社会，还有一个是世俗的社会。
And these two societies are driven by two loves.
那这两个社会是源于两种爱。
And he writes this in his book: Two cities have been formed by two loves. The earthly city by the love of self, even to the contempt of God, and the heavenly.By the love of God, even to the contempt of self.
那他是在这里这样写的，两座城市曾因为两种爱而生。地上的乃自是因为是爱自己而轻视天的，天上的是因爱天而轻视自己。
So this first reversal, the reversal of our priorities, is illustrated by these two cities and which one you will choose. The rich young ruler chose the city, the earthly city.
那所以第一次翻转就在这里向我们更显明了。有两个城你可以选择。这个年轻的财主官他选择了那个世俗之城。
And to see or enter the kingdom of heaven, you must choose the city of God.
但是要是想进入天国之城，要是想进入天国，我们必须要选择上帝之城。
I have an extra quote from the city of God that is beautiful, and I want to share it, you know, with you here. I don't have a slide for it.
那我这里从那本书中我又节选了一段非常漂亮的文字，我想跟你们分享一下。
Here, Augustine writes, what we see then is that two societies have issued from two kinds of love.
在这里奥古斯丁写道，我们能看到的是有两个社会源自两种爱。
Worldly society has flowered from a selfish love which dared to despise God, whereas the communion of saints is rooted in the love of God that is ready to trample on self.
世俗社会它是源自于对自己的爱，而且敢于蔑视神。可是，圣徒的联合却根植于对神的爱，而这个对神的爱是可以来践踏自己的。
In a word, this latter relies on the Lord, whereas the other boasts that it can get along by itself.
用另外一句话就是说，后者是倚靠神，而前者却自夸，认为自己可以独自搞定一切。
The city of man seeks the praise of men, whereas the heights of glory for the other is to hear God in the witness of conscience.
世俗之城寻求的是对人的赞美，而最高的荣耀，而上帝之城的在那里最高的荣耀来自于聆听神的声音，并且用良心做见证。
The one kingdom lifts up its head in its own boasting. The other says to God, Thou art my glory. Thou liftest up my head.
前者他用自夸的形式来抬高自己的头，而后者却说，神，你是我的荣耀，是你抬起了我的头。
So the kingdom of heaven is about a reversal of our priorities. Who is our master?
所以，天国是关于我们在优先顺序上面的一次翻转。
For those of you, the fact that you are here spending your time in church proves and shows that your master is God.
我们在座的人，在这个时候来教会一起崇拜，就已经证明了你们知道，神是你们的主。
While others are using their Sunday time to watch football, you are making the Lord your priority.
那跟其他的人在周日来只是来看看比赛相比的话，那你的确是把神作为了你的主。
While the people of the earthly kingdom are saving their money, spending their money, you are donating your money and your time to the kingdom of God. That shows your priorities.
当世俗世界人们为自己省钱为自己花钱，可是你却在周日的时候把你的奉献交给神的时候，这也表明了神是你的主。
And that shows that you have chosen the city of God over the earthly city.
这说明了你在优先顺序中你选择了上帝之城。
Now let's look at the next portion of today's message where Jesus then gives a strange proverb about the rich.
那我们再看下一个，下一节，就是在这里呢，耶稣呢，就讲了一个，很有意思的预言。
In Matthew 19:23 and following, Jesus says to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
这里耶稣说， 我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
Jesus says it is not only hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus saying it's impossible.
这里耶稣说财主进天国是难的，实际上他说的就是根本不可能。
Because he gives this parable about a camel going through the eye of a needle.
因为这里他用这个寓言说的是一个骆驼，要穿过这个针，就是一个。缝衣针的那个眼。
In the Middle East, the camel was the largest possible animal in existence. They didn't have elephants in the Middle East.
在中东那个时候，骆驼就是最大的动物，因为他们那个时候没有大象。
So for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, that means it's impossible.
那骆驼穿过这个针这个眼睛。这个眼的话就是不可能的事情。
So Jesus saying, basically, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
那耶稣的意思就是说非常非常难，几乎不可能让，就是说财主能够进天国。
Now even the disciples were shocked and surprised. Matthew 19:25, when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved?
那他的门徒都是很惊讶的，因为这个时候，这个门徒听见这话就稀奇的很，说：“那这样的话，谁能得救呢？”
Now this may seem strange to us, but back then the attitude towards rich people were very different than our attitude today.
你们可能不是能够完全理解，因为那个时候对富人的态度跟今天完全不一样。
Today, many of us who look at rich and wealthy people.Do not like them. We look down on them. We think they must have gotten their wealth by fraud and stealing in an unfair manner.
那今天我们有时候看富人，我们会觉得，我们不喜欢他们，我们甚至轻蔑他们，因为觉得他们积累财富是通过不正当的手段。
But in Jesus' time, wealthy people were often looked up to because their wealth and their riches, to them, it was a sign of God's blessing on their life. Wow, that God must be blessing that person.
但在耶稣时代，富人常常受到人们的钦佩，因为财富常常被视为是神赐福的象征。
There are actually proverbs in the Old Testament that support this idea. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and He adds no trouble to it.
那在旧约中就有一些话语来支持这种观点。从这是箴言的10:22，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加添忧虑。
Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats brim over with new wine.
箴言的3:9，你要以财物和一切出售的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
So in Jesus' time, these wealthy people like this rich young ruler was admired because they felt God was blessing this rich young ruler. This rich young ruler has the wealth to donate, contribute.And even to study the Bible and not have to worry about their financial support.
所以那个时候的富人经常是受到人们的钦佩，因为财富是被视为是神的赐福的象征。而且那个时候他们这些富人也经常有能力来捐助给慈善事业，他们甚至有时间，更多的时间来研读圣经。
So the disciples are saying, "Wow, if this rich person cannot be saved. Who can be saved?"
那所以这就是门徒很惊讶。他们说，如果连这些富人都不能得救的话，那还有谁能得救呢？
And then Jesus comes up with a second Proverb 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
那耶稣就接下来说，在十九章二十六节，他说，在人。 这是不能成的，在神凡事都能成。
So Jesus is saying, in the earthly city, this is impossible. But in the city of God, all things are possible.
所以耶稣这就是向我们表明，在世俗之城，这些事情是不能成就的。但在上帝之城，这些事情都能成就。
One of the hardest things to change in the world today is a person's character, a person's heart.
在当今世界上最难改变的事情之一就是人的性格，人的心。
And what Jesus is saying is that with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible because God can change a person's heart and his priorities.
耶稣是在跟人们解释，对于人来说这些是不能够做的，可是对于神来说，改变人心是可能的，改变人在优先顺序上也是可能的。
So the second reversal about the kingdom of heaven is not only about a reversal of priorities, but a reversal of character.
所以第二个翻转是关于性情之翻转。
The miracle about the kingdom of heaven is that with the kingdom of heaven, even a person's heart and a person's character can be changed from admiring wealth to giving away one's wealth.
所以这个天国的奇迹就在于说，神就是人的心是可以被改变的，从一个人为财富忧虑到能够把财富放弃或者给出去。这些都是可以发生的。
A wonderful example of this is the story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19.
那有一个很好的故事，就是撒该的故事，在路加福音的十九章。
Here was a man who was a tax collector, despised by the local people because they were often accused of cheating and extorting money from the local people.
他在当时是个税吏。被当时的这个当地的居民所厌恶，因为他税吏经常是有一些很不好的行为，包括贪污，包括抢夺别人的东西。
Jesus is walking along with his disciples. He sees Zacchaeus up on the tree, and he says, "Zacchaeus, I will have dinner at your house tonight."
耶稣当时在跟门徒一起行走，看到撒该在路上。他就对撒该叫说，撒该，我今天晚上到你家去吃饭。
And here in this passage, Luke 19:8, it says, "But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.'"
这时候撒该就站着对主说，主啊，看哪，我把我所有的一半分与穷人。我若夺取了谁的物业，就还他四倍。
Here is an example of a reversal of character. With the kingdom of God, it's about a reversal of one's character.
这里你就看到天国中这个对于人的性情的翻转。
Believers are those who, instead of keeping their wealth, give away their wealth in the name of the Lord.
那信徒，就是，从要夺取一切，保存一切为自己，而变成了给出一切，但是是为神来做。
I want to share with you a personal story that touched me recently.
那我想跟你分享一个，就是对我来说很有感触的事情。
In January 2023, I hosted a group of 15 of us when we went to Israel.
那在2023年的一月，我带了十五个人去以色列游览。
Here's a picture of us where we were visiting a glassware shop in the city of Jericho.
那是这个是在耶利哥，这张照片是在耶利哥，我们在那里去了一个那个玻璃店。
And here was a local shop owner sharing about the special glassware and wine glasses that he was offering to us as tourists.
那这个就是店主，他在他在给我们看这个喝酒的器皿，酒杯。
And one of the travelers with us was a couple, husband and wife, and you can see the wife there in the picture. She has the bright blonde hair. I think she's the only one with the bright blonde hair in the back there.
我们那个团队中有一对夫妇，那你就会看到这他太太是在里头有那个金色头发的，就在照片里。
She and her husband were from a different church, who most of the people in my group didn't know her at all, since they were from a different church traveling with us.
他和他先生是从另外是在另外一间教会，那我们这个中间很多人不知道那间教会，所以对他们不是很了解。
A wonderful, joyful, loving Christian lady. About 2 months ago, she passed away of pancreatic cancer.
就是这个，大概两个月前，她因为那个皮癌过世了。
When we came back from Israel in January 2023, she was diagnosed with cancer in October of that same year.
那我们一月份从以色列回来的时候，他当年的十月就被诊断出有这个病。
I talked to the husband who was grieving on the phone, and he shared with me a touching story.
那我跟这个先生在电话中交谈的时候，他就跟我分享一个感人的故事。
Going back to our trip in Israel in 23.
这个就是那发生在我们2023年那次旅行的事情。
He and his wife were deeply touched because one of our church members had purchased a set of these wine glasses that you see this gentleman holding.
那我们那次旅行的时候呢，我们教会有一个人呢就买了一套这样的酒具，就是他这个手中拿着的这个店主手中拿到的这个。
And on the last day of our tour over dinner, one of our ladies gave a wine glass to this woman.
那在我们最后一天的时候，我们吃饭，那这个买了这个酒具的这个女士呢，就给了这个金头发这个女士其中一件。
I was not at their table. I didn't see this incident, but the husband and wife were deeply touched because the husband told me that you know.At the beginning of this tour, we were perfect strangers. They didn't know us, we didn't know them, and he was deeply touched because after only a few days, this woman in our group was willing to give up, you know, a precious wine glass to her because of her faith and their short time together.
那这一对夫妇就特别的感动，因为他们觉得几天前他们还是完全不认识的人，可是就是这几天在这个旅行中他们彼此认识了。然后呢，这位女士居然就把这么一套精美的这个酒具中的一件给了他们做纪念。
So the kingdom of heaven is about a reversal of character. As believers, as Christians, we should be giving people, not just keeping people.
所以我们知道在天，这是关于这个故事关于天国的，这是第二个反转，就是性情的反转。那作为信徒，我们也应该知道，我们不要把什么东西都保存起来留给自己，我们要学会分享给别人。
Now Peter next, he has a question.
那下面呢，彼得又有一个问题。
Peter stands up and says to Jesus in Matthew 19:27, Lord, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?
那彼得就问在马太福音19:27，他说看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，那我们将得到什么呢？这是他问耶稣的话。
Then Jesus makes a promise.
然后耶稣就给了他个应许。
There in 19:28, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
在28节中，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，在万物更新之时，人子坐在自己荣耀的宝座上，你们这些跟从我的也要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。
What an amazing promise.
You know, 这是多么神奇的应许。
Jesus promises this reversal of status.
他的应许是在天国中的地位的翻转。
Peter and the disciples were mere fishermen, peasants, farmers. Even Matthew himself was a despised tax collector.
那彼得和门徒们原本就只是渔夫、农民，在农场干活的，甚至是被人鄙视的税吏。
They were willing to give up their lives, their careers to follow Jesus.
那他们当时就放弃了自己的职业、自己的生活来跟从耶稣。
They were mere disciples and servants of the kingdom.
他们那个时候就是算是天国的仆人。
But what an amazing promise Jesus promises when he comes into his kingdom, they will be 12 rulers on 12 thrones over the 12 tribes of Israel.
但是你看耶稣这里给他们这个神奇的应许，他的应许是说在未来的时代这些人将成为将成为统治者。是什么样的统治者呢？是他们十二个人将坐在十二个宝座上来审判以色列的十二个支派。
So thirdly, the kingdom of heaven is about a reversal of status.
So 我们看到这第三个翻转就是关于地位的翻转。
Jesus continues his promise to everyone, not just the 12 disciples, but to everyone.
那耶稣继续向十二门徒以外的人做了承诺。
Jesus continues in verse 29, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life.But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
在二十九节到三十节中，他说：“凡为我的名撇下房屋或弟兄姊妹、父亲母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得百倍，并承受永生。但有许多在前的将在后，在后的将在前。”
There's an interesting variation in Luke in the Luke account. It says there in 29-30.I tell you the truth, Jesus said to them. No one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life.
在平行记载的路加福音中有一个有趣的变化。在路加福音18:29-30，耶稣对他们说，我实在告诉你们，为神的国撇下家园、妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女的人，在今世必得百倍，在来世必得永生。
So Jesus promises anyone who has left home or wife or brothers, etc., for the kingdom of God will fail to receive many, many times, 100 times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life.
所以耶稣给所有的人的应许就是说，当这些人为他抛下家园、妻子、父母、弟兄、儿女，在今世必得百倍，在来世必得永生。
So here we have a reversal of status. This is one of the meanings of verse 30. Many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
所以这里我们就看到在天国里头地位的翻转。这就是那个马太福音那个19:30所说的，有许多在前的将在后，在后的将在前。
Those who are first in this world in the earthly city will be last in the heavenly city, the city of God.
在世俗之城在前的，在上帝之城会在后。
And many who are last, like the disciples.In this world, would be first in the kingdom of heaven.
那在世俗之城，在后的，就像那十二个门徒一样的，他们在上帝之城会在前。
But even in this world, we who follow the Lord will be blessed.
但是即使是在这个世俗的世界上，如果我们跟从耶稣的话，我们也一定会得着他的恩赐。
As I've made my journey, spiritual journey over the many decades in this life. Recently, I have lost my physical parents, but I have gained so much many more spiritual parents.
那我回顾我自己在这个世上的属灵之旅，我最近失去了我的亲生父母，但是我在人生的不同阶段，我获得了更多的属灵父母。
I thank God that over these years of my spiritual journey, at different points in my life, I've been blessed with many, many spiritual parents to guide me and to pray for me and to support me.
那我特别感谢神，因为在这个不同，在我人生不同的阶段，我得到了很多属灵父母，他们为我祝福，他们为我祷告，他们也为我祈求神的祝福。
Let me close with a famous quote from this great missionary named Jim Elliot.
那让我以这个很有名的一个宣道，一个传道人叫 Jim Elliot， 用他的话来做结束。
He was a missionary to a remote jungle tribe in Ecuador in the 1950s.
那他这个人是在50年代在厄瓜多尔，就在丛林中传道的人。
He was a white person with several others going into the jungle, and the jungle people didn't know who they were, ended up murdering and killing Jim Elliot. He was only 28 years old.
他是个白人，他当时跟了几个人一起去到这个丛林中，而丛林中的人也不认识他们，也不知道他是谁，结果就把他杀害了。他当时才28岁。
His wife Elizabeth.Elliot continued the mission and eventually evangelized this tribe. She became a famous writer, author, and speaker later on.
那他的太太继续向这个部落的人传道，他最后就成了一个作家，一个著名的演讲人士。
Jim Elliot once said this: "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep."To gain what he cannot lose.
Jim Elliot 曾经这样说过，为了得到不能失去的东西，而放弃不能保留的东西的人，这个人是个聪明人。
Another famous quote, an example of what the kingdom of heaven is all about.
这也是关于天国的。
So let us learn about these three great reversals about the kingdom of God.
那所以今天我们学到了在天国中的三个翻转。
The kingdom of God is about a reversal of priorities, a reversal of character, and a reversal of status.
天国是关于这三个翻转，第一是优先顺序的翻转，第二是性情的翻转，第三是地位的翻转。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们以祷告结束。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the teaching of Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你给我们，关于耶稣的教导。
It is so difficult and challenging.
有的时候是很困难，而且也是很有挑战性的教导。
But we have put our total faith and trust in you, O Lord.
主啊，我们把我们的信心都放在你面前。
Forgive us for our weaknesses and our temptations.
愿你能够赦免我们的。软弱和我们在遇见试探的时候
，inspire and encourage us and help us to realize by faith, regardless that we have made the choice for the city of God instead of this earthly city here on earth.
也求你鼓励我们，让我们在做选择的时候是选择上帝之城，而不是这个世俗之城。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是耶稣基督的。
Amen.
Will you rise with me? make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Sunday school and lunch.